It was a wide-ranging conversation that the president had with Scott Pelley. They talked about Taiwan, inflation, classified documents, and a whole lot more.
Scott Pelley, who is with 60 Minutes, every time I see him do an interview, I always wonder, because he always has this inquisitive look on his face, and he will, like, nod as the person is talking. And I wonder, like, when you see Joe Biden talk, who looks old and feeble and is ridiculous, like, are you really, like, intrigued by what he's saying, or is this just all an act? Because I don't know which is worse, to actually be intrigued by what he's saying, or to be faking it and not holding the guy accountable, because this is the most 60 Minutes thing ever. So they go to the Detroit Auto Show with Biden. This was obviously taken before he went to England to the Queen's funeral. And he says something, Casey, and they're like, I don't know whether there was no follow-up or the editors of 60 Minutes. This is when we talk about the mainstream national media being totally in the tank for the Democrat Party. So we're going to play this clip in which Biden, unprompted, and there have been multiple reports come out now that say his aides, his handlers were totally caught off guard because, well, it's Biden, so he may not even remember that he said it. But he says, the pandemic's over.
Mm.
And on 60 Minutes, there's, like, no follow-up on this. Like, the whole interview, regardless of what you were going to be talking about, should have stopped at that point, and nothing else gets asked other than related to
the pandemic's over?
It's okay. Sir, do you regret trying to cost millions of people their jobs? Do you regret pressuring businesses with fines if they didn't get people vaccinated? Because clearly these people did not get vaccinated, and yet the pandemic, there's no, so for the guy who's, his facial expressions are, I'm uber zoned into every word you have to say, to have no follow-up.
Now that it's over, how do you feel about your performance?
So here is the audio itself. Take a listen.
Mr. President, first Detroit Auto Show in 3 years.
Yeah.
Is the pandemic over?
The pandemic is over. We still have a problem with COVID. We're still doing a lot of work on it. But the pandemic is over. If you notice, no one's wearing masks. Everybody seems to be in pretty good shape. And so I think it's changing, and I think this is a perfect example of it.
So your guy Fauci is still out there telling everybody, you know, you have to wear a mask.
Get your booster shots.
And there's at least on the airing of this on 60 Minutes, that's it. They just go on to the next thing, which if you had an ounce of fairness, right there everything stops, and that is where you go from that point.
Are you good with the decisions that you made? And if the pandemic is over, why did you just test for COVID a couple months ago?
What has changed? And this would be the question, right? Because there really is, in terms of society and what's actually happening now versus what was actually happening before, because people are still dying of COVID. You know, millions of people are still getting COVID. Hundreds of people a day, at least from the last report I read, are still supposedly dying from COVID. What is different now? What has changed?
He said it was over. It's in his mind.
But again, because you have a mainstream national media that not only is not interested in holding Democrats accountable, they are cheerleaders for the Democrat Party. They just go on to the next thing. Now,
why would he lie?
They did also ask him, and I want to play this clip. They said, look, random, confused, accidental act of journalism broke out during this piece in which Pelley asked him, look, dude, you're underwater in every poll. You know, you can, and this is my editorial comment here, you can make it as sunny as you want in one poll. Oh, my gosh, he's 45%, which he's not 45%. But he got asked, he asked Biden, Scott Pelley did, why are you doing so poorly in the polls? And Joe Biden turns into Jake Belushi and the Blues Brothers with Carrie Fisher under the tunnel. Take a listen.
This is a really difficult time. We're at an inflection point in the history of this country. We're going to make decisions, and we're making decisions now that are going to determine what we're going to look like the next 10 years from now. I think you'd agree that the impact on the psyche of the American people as a consequence of the pandemic is profound. Think of how that has changed everything. people's attitudes about themselves, their families, about the state of the nation, about the state of their communities. And so there's a lot of uncertainty out there, a great deal of uncertainty. And we lost a million people to COVID. When I got in office, when I got elected, only 2 million people have been vaccinated. They got 220 million. My point is, it takes time. We were left in a very difficult situation. It's been a very difficult time. Very difficult.
So you can say that if, when you were running for president, you're talking about how it's going to take time. The problem for Biden was, Trump's an imbecile, Trump's a buffoon, this is such an easy answer, Trump is so incompetent that he's the only person who could possibly screw this up, elect me, and just like with cancer, it'll be all fixed. Well, clearly, the stuff that has supposedly helped, the vaccine, wasn't even you. Not that the vaccine has, if we're being honest with each other, been, and now, you know, study after study has shown the effectiveness of it, the length of it, whatever. But even if we pretend, boy, that was a real cure-all, that was Trump. That wasn't you. You've done nothing. You don't get to say, "Go, boy, it's been a really hard time. Million people died."
They feel differently about themselves now.
You knew when you were running that was going on, and you said, "Elect me, and I will fix it." And clearly, everybody knows you haven't fixed it. You have just moved on from the thing, which is what he talked about earlier. So it was a long thing. I didn't want to subject our audience to having to hear any more of Biden than they possibly had to, but I did want to play that because Biden is ridiculous, and as usual, the bobbleheads in the media just let him get away with it.
It's like he had no accountability when he was answering the questions.
God, boy, that's something, isn't it, Casey?
It wasn't me. It was everybody else and what I was dealt with. Well, you wanted to be the leader. You're dealing with it poorly.